Having lifelong friends is wanting the same things at the same time. Women, money, power. There's a set of rules the three of us have in our friendship and in our business. We never lose sight of one another's best interests, honesty first, and never fuck the same woman, ever. We're going on 5 years in business and closing more high-profile clientele every day. Our business model is simple. Divide and conquer. Come together when needed. If a particular client has something specific that suits me or my partner's expertise, we send out the right man for the job. For example, Bo is our resident lovemaker. Not only do most clients fall ass over tits in love with him, he helps them find love. His expertise in wooing the opposite sex is unmatched. Royce and I can hold our own, but nothing compares to Bogart. He's got his skills on lock. If a client needs to up her sex appeal, we call in Bo. If she needs arm candy to impress someone or seal a business deal, the same. Bo's a chameleon. He can be whatever a woman needs. Then there's Royce, the moneymaker. Everything that man touches turns to gold. He sees things in numbers, financial climate changes, the stock market, global enterprise, and everything in between as though he's reading his ABCs. Roy has made us all very rich men at a very young age. He's the main reason we were able to build our business so quickly while being less than a decade out of college. If a client has money problems, concerns about shifts in the tide of their business model, we send in Roy. Me? I'm a little bit of all three rolled into one. Except, I'm the only one who can read women. Figure out what makes them tick, their true need behind the request for our services. A woman may call to have us act in a love coach capacity, but in reality, she already has a man she's interested in and needs something to happen. It could be helping her make herself visible to the one she admires, perhaps catch his eye, or she could have confidence issues. Then again, she may just need help finding a man. Getting to the heart of what a woman truly wants is my job. When Bo, Royce, and I set out to start a business after we completed our degrees at Harvard together, we all anteed up. At the time, my contribution was the business plan, concept, and theme. The three of us agreed that gave me 1% extra over my buddies. That means I own 34% to their 33% apiece, which makes me the boss. I run the day-to-day operations and travel almost as much as they do. I'm the initial contact for every client. Over the past 5 years, we've become a well-oiled machine. There isn't anything like being master of your own destiny, and the three of us have found that in International Guy. The neon green lights pointing down from each awning surrounding my pop's bar give the sidewalk an eerie, plasma-type glow as I walk around the building to the front. I've asked him time and time again to change the lighting, but he's dead set on it. Says it gives the place intrigue. Lucky's doesn't need intrigue. It's been around for 50 years with a solid local following in the neighborhood. From telltale businessmen who come in suits and ties to the local blue collars wearing the Red Sox caps. The place is a home away from home for me and has been since I was old enough to walk. Growing up, Pops brought me here every day after school. He'd have me sit my ass on a stool and he'd spend the afternoon telling me about life while I did my homework until Mom got off work. Once I was capable of helping out, he had me washing glasses, cleaning tabletops, sweeping sidewalks, and taking out the trash to chip in. I never minded helping out, especially since he'd knock me a bit of spending money that I'd blow on one skirt or another. Besides his family, this bar means everything to my father, which is why it was the first thing I purchased when International Guy started showing a profit. The day I had enough money to buy out the original owner of Lucky's and sign it over to my father will go down as one of the happiest moments of my life. I'll never forget that day as long as I live. My pops has always been a proud man, but not one day in my life did he seem more proud of me than the day I handed over the deed, free and clear, to his dream. His pride had nothing to do with what I'd given him either. It was because I'd done what I set out to do. I graduated high school valedictorian and baseball star, continued on with a full scholarship to Harvard, got my bachelor's degree with honors, and built my business,